T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. It's warm. 56 degrees right now at 6:30 here on this Wednesday morning. Gasoline prices are generally cheaper across the country this week. Sean Stewart is with AAA.
This week in the Sunflower State, we are at $2.34 a gallon, down 3 cents a gallon from a week ago. We're now 26 cents less than the national average and 11th cheapest average gas prices in the United States.
Events across the globe continue to exert influence on the oil market. Stewart says the increased demand is likely to hold prices in place, if not see them bounce up a bit in the short term. Over the weekend, gas prices in Wichita bounced up to $2.35 a gallon.
Democrat presidential contenders have Georgia on their minds as they prepare for tonight's debate.
Since the last debate, Pete Buttigieg became the Iowa frontrunner, which means this time, rivals may be gunning for him.
We're certainly making sure we're ready for anything that will come.
The most viral moment from any debate so far might belong to Kamala Harris, who initiated a showdown over civil rights with Joe Biden.
And that little girl was me.
Since then, she's struggled, so her debate prep looks a little different this time.
I pray.
Candidates will have some more elbow room on stage because there are only 10 candidates after Beto O'Rourke dropped out and Julian Castro came up short. In Atlanta, Georgia, Peter Ducey, Fox News.
Will Secretary of State Mike Pompeo resign as Secretary of State and make a run for U.S. Senate in Kansas?
The speculation has been floated for months. Now, Time magazine is reporting that 3 prominent, unnamed Republicans were told of his plans, saying Pompeo was planning to remain at the State Department until early in the spring. However, that timetable may be changing due to various reasons, including the hearings in the House. There's been no indication on whether Pompeo has discussed these plans with President Trump. Pompeo has said on numerous occasions that he has no intention of running, but has also not ruled out a race. Pompeo aides previously have denied he was planning to step down, but have declined to comment on the record about this latest speculation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council finished their weekly meeting in less than an hour Tuesday.
The council voted to defer a vote on an amendment to city code that would have clarified what could be placed on consent agenda and the deadline for such. The council will take up the amendment again at the December 3rd meeting. The third quarter financial report for the city was presented. Overall, the results are consistent with the 2019-2020 budget. City revenues are expected to increase 3.5% over 2018, and the budget is expected to be balanced by the end of the year. The golf fund continues to be challenged, with revenue down 6.6%. The report is available on the City of Wichita website. You can also obtain a printed copy by contacting the Department of Finance at 268-4651. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A 13-year-old charged with murder in Kansas told investigators he didn't know the gun was loaded when a 14-year-old was fatally shot. Court documents released recently say the teenager stole the gun from a car and were playing with it when Xavier Mendoza was shot August 8th in the Kansas City suburb of Olathe. Prosecutors charged the 13-year-old with second-degree murder. They declined to comment on the charging decision.
Topeka police arrested a man who allegedly threatened police with a large candlestick during a disturbance at a church. Officers responded to a call early yesterday about a disturbance at the Holy Name Catholic Church. The nearly 100 children and adults attending the Mass were evacuated from the church. No one was injured.
In Houston, a man walked into another man's garage, pulled a gun, and tried to rob him. Houston homicide detective Eric Rosso says that's when the homeowner turned the tables and the gun on the robber.
There was a fight that ensued inside their garage there, and the complainant was able to grab the gun from the shot suspect.
The garage invader was rushed to a hospital and was declared dead. Police say a grand jury will likely decide whether the homeowner will be charged.
A child's pricey Christmas wish list has Twitter in stitches.
go big or go empty-handed. That may be the mentality one 10-year-old had in mind while drafting up her Christmas wish list. The girl's father sharing it to Twitter, telling folks she must be out of her mind. She asks for an iPhone 11, a MacBook Air, a GoPro, Gucci slides, a real bunny, clothes for it, an alarm clock, and $4,000. One tweets, Mama has a range and her priorities in check. Another posts, get her that alarm clock, sis. LOL, tell her it'll wake her up from that dream where she thinks she's getting everything on there. The post liked over 127,000 times. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
She wants a bunny and clothing for the bunny. All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We will be breezy in Wichita today as more clouds and moisture move in. That will lead to some showers and a few thunderstorms this afternoon with a high 68. Rain and storms will hang on through tonight. Our low 44, and then partly cloudy and cool throughout the day on Thursday with a high near 50. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, southeast wind at 16 miles per hour, and warm, 56 degrees. 6:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Today is Wednesday, November 20th, 2019. On this date in 2000, lawyers for Al Gore and George W. Bush battled before the Florida Supreme Court over whether the presidential election recount should be allowed to continue. Ooh, remember that time, Ted, when they were trying to decide was it going to be Gore or Bush?
Of course.
It wound up in the courts because it was just too close to call. Sioux Falls police in South Dakota say an intoxicated man escaped injury when he accidentally fired his gun inside his pants pocket. The 24-year-old Sioux Falls man was arrested Monday for reckless discharge of a weapon and possession of a gun while intoxicated.
Mm.
Police say officers heard a gunshot and responded to a parking ramp about 2:30 a.m. The Argus Leader reports they found the man, who had a blood alcohol content of 0.25.
2:30 in the morning, yeah.
Which is more than three times the legal limit to drive.
Mm.
Police spokesman Sam Clemens says the man wasn't injured but had a hole, big hole in his pants pocket. His change kept rattling around on the ground. Man, you get that drunk and you got a gun and
something might
bad
or probably will happen.
Yeah, check the boxes there, Ted. Let's see. I'm inebriated. I'm 24 years old. And I have a gun in my pants.
It's 2:30 in the morning.
It's 2:30 in the morning. And I have a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad things could happen. The term midget is being dropped from youth divisions in Canadian hockey because the governing body aims to be more inclusive. Hockey Canada says it wanted to be sure it wasn't putting up barriers to keep people away from the sport. The term midget has long been used in a variety of sports, midget car racing, for instance, although it is considered derogatory by many. The issue generated attention a year ago when the parent of a young son with dwarfism noticed the term on a banner at a mall. Also dropped starting next season are the categories Novice, Peewee, Bantam, and Atom. It will be replaced with age-based designators.
Well, that's fun.
The change was approved at Hockey Canada's Winter Congress over the weekend. Peewee. There is a really repulsive name, right? Peewee. Or novice. Hey, it's a novice. Doesn't that mean you're just starting out? You're a novice?
I guess so, but I guess it must be offensive on some level to somebody.
Bantam?
Somebody cares enough about it to talk about.
Yeah, Bantam. Bantam is a powerful, smaller chicken, right?
Right.
Atom's a very small thing, but I guess it's size they're talking about and people's girth and size. I guess if somebody called...
So a kid that's small doesn't know he's small?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I mean,
I've always
been aware that there are people taller than me.
Yeah, somebody calls me fatso. Should I be, you know, all upset about that? I've put on a little weight. You know, I got to see if I can't take them off. I grew up very self-conscious about the fact that I was thin. I was always a skinny kid. And today, they say, hey, that's great. But in those days, you know, I have friends who made some pretty good jokes about the fact that I was thin. My dad was very sensitive about that because he'd been a skinny kid. He always said that I was slender.
There you go.
He used the word slender. And I noticed the other night on a basketball game, Dave Dahl used that word.
Really?
Yeah, he talked about a kid, a player who was slender. In other words,
it's a good word.
Nicer way to say, hey, that guy is really skinny. But, you know, after I got married and I got some of my wife's home cooking in me, I started to put on a little weight.
Hey, that's a good thing.
Now I wish I was slender again. Yeah. I wish I was skinny. Call me skinny if you want to. Yeah, Ted, not everybody can be exactly the right height or weight. They're, you know, and there are going to be people who are going to remind you of it now and then if you're over or under, right? So don't be too sensitive about it. But the word midget, I guess, really does have some, I don't know. My dad always talked about midgets as, you know, not being a terribly bad thing, just smaller people. I don't know. But anyway, that's hockey. It's in Canada. They're going to be sensitive. How about that? 638. You know, I'll tell you what, some guy from a farm, he's a farmer. Is that a negative connotation?
Probably.
Okay. Unless you go to K-State. 638 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with an agricultural expert, Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Well, Tuesday's early session trading for the live cattle and feeder cattle was back near last week's lows. Then the buying returned to the market, cut the losses by the close, but there was still a lack of fresh news for our cattle complex yesterday. Friday at 2 p.m. is a monthly cattle on feed and cold storage report. The trade is expecting large October placements in the report Friday. The lean hogs yesterday, much like the cattle, had early session lows and bounced off their lows, but still closed negative. At the close yesterday, December live cattle, 7 cents higher at 118.77. January feeders down 45 cents at 144.02. And February lean hogs down 60 cents at 69.62. The technical buying and fund short covering on Tuesday helped to support the higher trading and closes of the wheat, corn, and soybeans. Now, yesterday's upside was a nice bounce off the lows that were scored on Monday's trading session, but once again, very little fresh news. At the moment, December KC wheat down a quarter of a penny at 425.5. December corn down a penny and three quarters at 368.25. January soybeans 2.5 cents higher at 914. January crude oil this morning, 30 cents higher, 55.65. December gold down 30 cents at 1,474. December S&P 7.25 points lower at 3,111.25. The December dollar index, 16 cents higher, 97.91. December Dow Jones futures holding 77 points lower at 27,818. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, anything you're terribly sensitive about? I shouldn't call you Curly or, you heard what we were talking about before there. I mean, you want to be sensitive to people, right?
Yeah, I try to be, but you get surprised there so often what does trigger a person. You never know what might trigger this person, doesn't trigger another person. And yeah. I personally try not to get offended by anything anybody says to you. Yeah. So, you know, I guess it's kind of a personal thing, but I think there's a lot more sensitive people now than there used to be.
There you go. We ought to do a survey of how many people are actually sensitive now, all right?
Exactly. And, you know, you go and look at, and I can't off the top of my head rattle any of these off, but the different occupations, that they've changed the way they describe them because it bothered people to be called, you know, let's say a janitor, now they're whatever they call them.
A maintenance officer, yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, we continue to do that today, come up with different titles for people.
Well, stereotype. I mean, I don't like people calling me a DJ. Ted, what do you think about that? And I don't know why it is, because there's nothing wrong with being a DJ.
It's just inaccurate.
But we're not DJs, right? We are radio personalities, okay?
But honestly, I'd have to say you're not a DJ because you're not spinning records.
That's right.
They don't spin records anymore either, do they?
That's right. And DJs don't spin records anymore either.
No.
So there you go.
They do like we all do. We click a mouse.
Click a mouse. You
That's
bet.
All.
We're now mouse jockeys. We're MJs. Mouse. Hey, good one, Ted. I will call myself a mouse jockey. How's that? That sounds like a very small person who rides around on a mouse.
That's probably offensive to somebody.
And, you know, I can't tell you how many times Ted has said, you know, Steve, you really have not much hair. He's never, you know, he's never said that to me. You're sensitive to me, Ted. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
But I do make fun of your giant television screen you have over there, Tom. That screen.
Well, that's because I have poor eyesight.
That screen.
You're
that's
making fun of me.
Screen that you use. That screen you use to put all your commodities up. You brought it out to a remote one time, and yeah, really, it looked like the K-42 drive-in. It was big. But that's nothing to be sensitive about. You, like you said, you've got to see the screen. All right.
You know, I tell you what, if we quit kidding people, it's no fun.
Yeah, why? It's part of being Kansas humor to tease people, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I incorporate humor in a lot of things I do.
Well, you have to. You know, life is like that. You got to put a little humor in it.
Life is too short to get too serious.
That's right. All right, Tom. Thank you, sir. 6:43 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.